Hello and welcome to the third episode of a three-part podcast series from the Office of the Commissioner of Official Languages of Canada.
My name is Geneviève Dupuis.
And I'm Aditya Vishveshwaran.
Since the beginning of the series, we've been following the experiences of young bilingual Canadians who talk about the benefits and challenges of living in two official languages.
So far, we've covered issues surrounding identity, access, privilege, and motivation.
We've also talked about linguistic insecurity and the challenges associated with learning a second language.
So, what's left?
The advantages of bilingualism. Because we know very well that the advantages of bilingualism are not just limited to better jobs and scholarships.
It's also about the people we can meet and the life experiences it can bring.
Let's talk bilingualism.
Let's talk bilingualism. We've all heard the same refrain, our parents and our teachers telling us over and over that speaking more than one language opens doors and gives us access to many opportunities that we wouldn't otherwise have.
But is all that really true, or are they just trying to get us to buy into this Canadian idea?
Well, let's see what Vincent Ménard, a young bilingual from Yukon, has to say about bilingualism and opportunity.
I think that having both languages is a real asset, and I know they told me that a lot when I was in school, that having both languages, that'll be useful to speak French, especially since there aren't a lot of people outside Quebec who speak French.
An asset. That's what knowing both official languages is to him.
So, it's true. I know we hear it a lot, but it's really an asset to speak both languages and understand both languages. Not only for the language itself, but also for the culture that goes with it. Because the cultures are different, especially in Canada. Plus, if you can understand both cultures, then you can understand the differences, if I can put it like that.
And Vincent is not alone. All of the young Canadians we talk to think that being able to speak more than one language, official or not, is actually a real advantage. Much as I hate to admit it.
No, don't say it.
Our parents and teachers might have been right. Episode 3.
The advantages of being bilingual.
I think the value in learning any language is connecting with people, having that deeper level of connection and really being able to communicate with people. That's something I truly value. But specifically, Canada's two official languages, I think a huge part of it is acknowledging and maintaining Canada's heritage.
Anjana Balachandran is a university student who was born in Montreal but grew up in Ottawa. She isn't the only one who believes that a deeper connection can be made when two people are speaking the same language.
Emily Green from Newfoundland and Labrador explains that this connection can not only be deep, but also instant.
I find like whenever I'm in an English dominant region and I find someone else who speaks French, it's like automatic connection. It's like, oh my God, we're besties. Like you speak French, I speak French. Okay, we got to be best friends now. Whereas like if I'm somewhere, like if I'm in Quebec somewhere and I find someone else who speaks English, I'm like, oh my God, you speak English. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, now we got to be best friends. So it's also like being able to have that connection with other people who are bilingual is a huge thing.
I love that. Maybe that's why people say Canadians are so kind.
And polite, and generous, and kind, and welcoming.
Yes, yes, we get it. Canadians are pretty great. Could the fact that we can speak with so many people around the world in English and in French be linked to our Canadian values of kindness and openness?
Of course. Canada's official bilingualism is a distinguishing trait that we're famous for all over the world. And Vincent Ménard thinks it's our best feature.
A single language for a country, well, you can certainly have a culture, but the fact that there's two languages in Canada, you will have a completely different community or a culture between English speaking and French speaking in the same country. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It means that there's a variety of people and there's a variety of different ways to celebrate or to speak a different way or to value each other in a different way in the same country. So it's not homogenous.
Did you know that in Canada, our two official languages, English and French, are not ranked in any particular order? That's right. There's no first or second official language. Each one is as official as the other.
The fact that English and French have equal status in the eyes of the law in Canada is a reminder of our values: equity, diversity, justice, and inclusion. For Emma Drake, originally from Prince Edward Island and now living in Ottawa, being able to speak both of Canada's official languages is a matter of respect.
I think the first value for me is, again, going back to that respect piece. I think it is so important to be able to fully participate in all things that are Canada. And that is, you know, in our two languages, English and French. I think it's important for us to be able to enter different spaces, different provinces, different cities, different professional, personal settings where we are able to communicate in a way that is respectful. And I think that's first and foremost the main value. The second piece I would add to that in the value of knowing of Canada's official languages is it is impossible to talk about the value of Canada's two official languages without talking about the value of the many Indigenous languages that were taken away due to colonization. Of course, the only reasons that you and I are speaking English and French today is because of the colonization of this territory. And so I think the value of knowing the official languages is equally with knowing the dark history that is Canada's history. And I think moving forward, if we have that understanding, and again, we're coming from that place of respect, it can't just be about those two official languages. We have to talk about the value of not only being able to participate in Canada with those official languages, but also being able to preserve and support those languages that were taken away in order to make room for English and French. And I think first and foremost, it has to be done in a way that is respectful to those individual Indigenous communities whose languages were taken away. So I think for me, going back to the value is number one, respect and being able to participate, but also two, being able to better understand Canada's colonial history and being able to move forward in a more respectful way when it comes to all the different languages that are here in Canada.
Even though the equal status of our two official languages falls under the priorities and responsibilities of the federal government, Canadians can also reflect the values of bilingualism and linguistic duality, regardless of whether they're bilingual.
Most of us likely learned one official language before the other, and may feel more connected or inclined to use that particular language. That's not lost on Caleb Perrault, who has lived in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Alberta.
Wow, a prairie hat trick!
Obviously, there's one side you stick to more than the other. I don't think anybody can be perfectly right in the middle of that line. And you tend to do a bigger effort in one of the languages more than the other, even if it's by a slim margin. The value of it is just being able to reach that many more people and understand those cultures, I would say.
Caleb has a good point. Language is like a key that opens the door to another culture. It's cuisine, music, literature, traditions, and challenges. It's also something that Bailey Ross discovered where he lives in Nova Scotia.
You're not limited to just the population who shares the same language as you. You get to learn a whole new different culture. You're exposed to a whole new different language, people, the way they live. I mean, when I moved to Clare, it was completely the polar opposite from when I was living in Digby. I never knew the issues surrounding the French language. I didn't realize. Linguistic insecurity, I thought it was just something for Anglophones because of our stereotypical accent that we have. But I realize it's much larger than that.
When we were talking with young Canadians, something that came up a lot was the idea that language is a door that opens you up to the world.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Listen to this.
It opens so many doors.
It's opened a lot of doors for opportunities.
Learning French opened up a lot of doors for me.
Opened up so many doors.
It also opened the door for me.
To open doors means to create opportunities that lead to success. Speaking Canada's two official languages, as well as any heritage and Indigenous languages, is extremely beneficial to each of us, as it can bring us jobs, scholarships, new friends, new experiences, new knowledge, and a better understanding of who we are and what we are as a country. Bailey Ross is from an English-speaking family in Nova Scotia, but many of his life experiences come from his ability to communicate in French.
For me, as a bilingual person, it opens so many doors. I have a lot more opportunities now. I mean, if I didn't speak French, all the friends I made at university, I would have never met them. It's because of my second language that I was able to meet people. Because of my second language, I was able to take part in conferences like this interview, for example, conferences across Canada. It'll be easier for me to get a job as a teacher because there's a shortage of French-speaking teachers in Nova Scotia and in Canada, which means that I can also communicate with the whole country rather than just the English majority. Now, I can communicate and develop more connections with other people. I had the opportunity to learn about a whole new culture.
Like Bailey Ross, Malcolm Lewis Richmond can't imagine a life without speaking both official languages and has absolutely no regrets about learning French as an English-speaking Quebecer.
If I had decided to just stay within the minority English-speaking community in Quebec, I would have left a lot of doors closed. It would have literally been like closing doors right in my face. So it was really a learning process, learning French, that opened up a lot of doors for me and allowed me to be able to choose my own future in Canada. To be able to choose where I wanted to go, to be able to discover so many new things. So I have no regrets about having gone to school in French and having continued to learn French and having integrated into the French-speaking community.
The advantages of bilingualism are not always tangible, like job opportunities or the people you meet, like Caleb describes.
Well, I'll do a little bit of both. So I'd say in general, just the people I've been able to meet through both is just, it's indescribable just how thankful and lucky I am to be able to meet who I've met and have the opportunities that I've had through my knowledge of both languages. Like I would say, for example, I cover 3 professional teams in Edmonton, like professional sports teams. And the only reason I'm able to do that is because I speak French, but they're in English. You know, it's a dynamic that's very strange and I'm still learning, but I think it's the most interesting thing. Like, for example, I did an interview with the assistant coach of a team where he was the only person who spoke French in the entire organization, like down from the management down to like the janitors of the arena, right? So just things like that. And I'd say more concretely, well, I guess I just named a more concrete example, but just the occasions and the people I've gotten to meet is just wonderful.
For Emma Dreyer, bilingualism has molded her identity, and speaking both English and French has completely changed the direction her life has taken.
It has completely determined, I'd say, my identity and my path in, for my future, on an academic level, etc. It also opened the door for me as a really unique culture that I think only a very small percentage of the world knows exactly what it is and how it works. So it's like a club, basically.
And so I guess that would be the best way to phrase it is I think it's, oh gosh, just switching everyone. It's just really fun to just be able to switch between languages and everyone gets me. And hopefully people listening to the podcast do too. But yeah, so I really enjoy being able to switch between the two.
Did you know that most Canadian provinces and territories have a designated youth organization for the French language minority? Obviously, in Quebec, we flipped the script with Youth for Youth Quebec, an organization committed to addressing the issues facing the English-speaking minority.
All right, Aditya, I think that concludes our 3-part podcast series, Let's Talk Bilingualism, brought to you by the Office of the Commissioner of Official Languages. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I believe Yasser Al-Asni sums it up best.
When I learned English first, I thought that this is it. Now Canada is open to me. I can do everything. But it was only until I learned French that I realized there's much more to Canada.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast and that you maybe learned a little bit about the realities of living in both of Canada's official languages.
And we encourage you to continue the conversation on identity, linguistic insecurity, privilege, access to opportunities, and the value of bilingualism on a national, local, and personal level.
To learn more about Canada's official languages and your language rights, visit the Office of the Commissioner of Official Languages website. And make sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter too.
Bye everyone, and thanks.
Until next time, thanks for listening.